Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 25th of May, 2022. The Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 to 56. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd, armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him. "For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen this way?" In that hour, Jesus said to the crowd, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come out to me with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, and you did not arrest me. But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Today's article titled "Runaway" was written by Leslie Coe. The introductory lesson on Aikido, a traditional Japanese form of martial arts, was an eye-opener. The sensei, or teacher, told us that when faced with an attacker, our first response should be to run away. "Only if you can't run away, then you fight," he said seriously. "Run away?" I was taken aback. Why was this highly skilled self-defense instructor telling us to run away from a fight? It seemed counterintuitive, until he explained that the best form of self-defense is to avoid fighting in the first place. Of course. When several men came to arrest Jesus, Peter responded as some of us might have done, by drawing his sword to attack one of them. But Jesus told him to put it away, saying, "How then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen this way?" While a sense of justice is important, so is understanding God's purpose and kingdom, an upside-down kingdom that calls us to love our enemies and return evil with kindness. It's a stark contrast to how the world might react, yet it's a response that God seeks to nurture in us. Luke chapter 22, verse 51, even describes Jesus healing the ear of the man Peter had struck. May we learn to respond to difficult situations as he did, always seeking peace and restoration as God provides what we need. Let's pray. Father God, give me a new understanding of your greater purposes in your kingdom, and a godly, loving and peace-seeking heart to respond to situations as your Son did. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.